Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by LittleShaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about something people ask me about all the time, actually, and that is how to co-parent with a narcissist. Now, I'm not going to pretend that it will be an easy thing or that any method is narcissist-proof, because most of you probably already know that that's just not the case. Anything that involves narcissists is difficult enough, and trying to get them to cooperate on something or do something in the best interest of anybody but themselves is ridiculously hard. It's basically impossible, to be honest. So what do you do? The first thing you need to do is approach this realistically. Forget whatever you've been told about co-parenting. I know that is a bold statement, but that advice is written for normal people going through normal divorces or separations, and you are not one of those people. You are going through hell with a person who has absolutely no interest in making it any easier on anyone, including your children. In fact, they have a vested interest in making it harder for everybody. So just realize that from the jump. You cannot get a narcissist to cooperate with you. You're just going to exhaust yourself trying, and you'll give them ammunition against you in the long run. The narcissist is not your friend, and they are not interested in working anything out. Don't be fooled and let that hope go. You cannot appeal to their good side because they don't have one. Not in this situation, and not when they're angry. If they have to hurt the children to hurt you, as you already know, they have zero problem with that. You want to make sure you limit contact with the narcissist as much as you possibly can. You can't eliminate it totally because you have kids, but you can minimize it. When you have to speak to the narcissist, try to do it in writing. Text, emails, instant messages, those kind of things are best. This way, what was said cannot be debated, and it can be proven later if need be. Write down all the details of meetings and visitations so that if and when the narcissist tries to claim that you did not allow them their visitation rights, or if they try to deny you yours, you have a record of the truth. This is really important, so make sure you keep up with it because you might need it. Narcissists are known for trying to take the child away from the other parent. They do this to hurt the other parent and to establish control over the situation, not because they have any true interest in the child or the child's well-being. This is why you really need to stay at the top of your game so that you don't make any mistakes that would allow them to do that. The court does not understand narcissists and they go by proof, so make sure you have some. Being raised by a narcissist is something that shouldn't be wished on your worst enemy. You have to protect your children, and in this instance, that means protecting yourself. When you do have to deal with a narcissist, make sure to employ the gray rock method. If you're not familiar with this, I did a few episodes of the show about it. You can watch the episodes entitled How to Successfully Deal with Narcissists or Break the Drama Cycle for a very detailed explanation. Basically, the gray rock method involves becoming a gray rock emotionally. You don't react to anything they say. This not only breaks the cycle and takes the power back from them, it stops them from having control over your life and your emotions. It gives control over your emotions back to you. This is so important, and it must happen if you're going to heal from this relationship. However, be warned. As with anything else designed to take the power away from narcissists, they often react very badly to the gray rock method. I have even heard of people being physically hurt over it. Of course, they had also been physically hurt when they did react as well, so the truth is, if the narcissist wants to hurt you, the narcissist will find an excuse to hurt you. This is why communicating in writing or over the phone is best. Narcissists can be dangerous people, and a narcissist who is losing control and power over a victim can be deadly. Prisons are full of them, and not enough, quote, expert advice takes this into account, so be careful. You want to make sure you establish very clear boundaries with the narcissist, both physical and emotional. If they break the custody agreement, and you really should have a legal binding custody agreement, take them back to court so it can be enforced, and do this every time. You want to send the clear message that their behavior is not going to be tolerated. Don't engage in their attempts to provoke you in front of your child. Don't argue or defend yourself, especially in front of your child or out in public. Simply walk away from the conflict. Let the narcissist be the one standing there shouting horrible things in the middle of the soccer game or at Chuck E. Cheese. Even if it's killing you not to respond, control yourself and walk away. It's very important to stick to your boundaries here. Don't do it for you. It's hard and it's not fair, but do it for your child. Your child needs at least one parent that is not an emotionally abusive terror, so make it you. When you speak to the narcissist on the phone or in writing, hold on to these boundaries. If the narcissist tries to bring up something not related to visitation or custody, even if it seems like friendly conversation, just ignore it. Don't tell the narcissist your plans or your business unless you absolutely have to. I'm going to repeat that because it's really important. Do not volunteer any information or answer questions about your life unless it's critical to visitation or to the children's lives. If the narcissist persists, firmly and politely, let them know that you are only discussing the children and visitation or whatever critical issue the conversation's about. If the conversation is not a critical issue about the children, you should not be talking to the narcissist. If they're not okay with that, end the conversation and tell the narcissist that when they're able to continue talking about the subject only, the conversation can continue. If the narcissist has custody of the children or wants custody of the children, get a lawyer. If you can't afford a lawyer, get as much legal help as you can afford. Study and learn the law. Get proof of any and all abuse, including abusive text, instant messages, proof of smear campaigns, phone calls, videos, anything else that you can get because you're going to need it. You want to make sure you never criticize the narcissist to the children or in front of the children. This could be construed as parental alienation, and courts take that very seriously. It's also very bad for your child. Just try not to talk about the other parent at all. If you can, limit the child's interaction with the narcissist while the child is with you, and that can go a long way toward diffusing problems. You can also monitor their interaction with the narcissist as well by having the narcissist on speakerphone or by reading the text messages. Ordinarily, this would not be something I would advise people to do, but I mean, this is not a normal situation. You have to protect your children and yourself. If you are aware of any abuse toward your children, which includes questioning them about you and your life or saying horrible things to them about you, record it or document it however you can, then calmly let the narcissist know that what they are saying or doing is not appropriate for a child and you're ending the conversation in the best interest of the child. Then do so. Narcissists see themselves as victims and they would love nothing better than for the children to see them as victims as well of you. If the narcissist attempts to turn the children against you or otherwise disrupt your relationship with the children, this is child abuse. It should be documented and reported when it happens, and the interaction should be stopped immediately to prevent damage to the child. Children should not have to listen to grown-up problems, and they should not have to hear what a terrible person their parent is. This is not okay, and it is a huge problem with narcissistic relationships. If this is going on, put a stop to it when you can and make sure you document it to prove to the judge or social services or whoever ends up getting involved because they take that very seriously. People can lose custody or visitation for doing that. Above all, be there for your kids. You can't control everything that happens and this is a situation that hurts everybody. All you can do is try. I hope this clears up some things for you. As usual, I look forward to your questions, comments, and suggestions. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.